We're back with Sammy Hagar. You started out with Montrose.
Yeah, well, I knocked on his door first. I saw Edgar Winter at Winterland when I was playing there. I went to see Edgar Winter, and I dug Ronnie. I said, man, look at that guy. He's like running around in circles and jumping in the air and got a playing badass guitar. So a friend of mine, John Blakely from Stone Ground, I don't know if you remember John Blakely, he says, hey, Ronnie, he says, he just quit, man. That was his last gig. I said, you're kidding. I said, you know how to get a home? He goes, yeah, he lives in Sausalito. I said, you got to be kidding. You know, I thought, you know, he's not from Sausalito. He's from New York or something. So I went over his house, knocked on the door, played him Bad Motor Scooter and Make It Last, two songs I had written, the first two songs I ever wrote in my life. It was Bad Motor Scooter and Make It Last. And he, you know, first real songs. I tried to write songs, but I mean, these were real songs. And he came to see me at the Warfront that night. I said, I'm gigging, man. So he said, I'll come and see you. So he came and saw me, shook hands, boom. Goodbye to the Justice Brothers. I felt terrible because he needed a drummer and a bass player. I said, well, how about my drummer and bass player? He said, they aren't any good. I've still got my drummer, David. David's good. I'm telling you, Ronnie's good. So he, you know, we went and got Denny Carmassi and Bill Church, and there's Montrose, and that was the beginning.
That first album, Rock Candy.
Oh, man. Still great.
Where'd that song come from?
We just jammed. It was like, you know, I had two songs and Ronnie had Rock the Nation. So we had three songs. So we got together at SIR, started rehearsing. And every day, you know, Ronnie just come up with a riff. And one day Denny walked in. That whole album was already written. There was an extra song called Drugs that we never did. I tried to get the Tubes to do it. It was really a cool song. But it was an extra song. And one day at rehearsal, Denny just playing that beat. Boom, boom, bah, you know. Ba-boom. And Ronnie started playing, and I just started singing, and we wrote that song on the spot. It's the only song on the album that's written by the four of us.
Yeah!
That band was on fire. I mean, Montrose, I'm telling you right now, if we would have stayed together, besides me not being where I am today, besides me being retired like all any other 70s guy that made it, you know, if I would have made it then, I really wouldn't be where I am today. But if Montrose would have stayed together, I mean, we really would have been, you know, like Led Zeppelin, the American Led Zeppelin. I really believe that. I mean, the talent was right up there. Denny Carmassi is as great a drummer as anybody on this planet. Ronnie, especially then, was really the hottest guitar player around. I mean, to me, he was the man. It was him and Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, you know, and Eric Clapton. That, you know, and you know, I was a young, inexperienced singer. But if you look at how far I've grown since then, if I would have grown like that within that band, it would have been a strong thing. I mean, I wasn't ready then, but you know, I was the main songwriter in here. I was the youngest guy, you know, as far as experience goes. I had no experience in. So I really didn't know what I was doing. Ronnie was, you know, real experienced, but he wasn't a songwriter. So he relied on me, and then he'd tweak my songs. But if we could have got along and he would have helped me develop into a real songwriter and a real performer, that band would have been, I think we'd have been huge, bigger than Aerosmith or any of those bands that came out of that era.
Your first solo album, you had a song given to you by Van Morrison.
Oh, Joe Van, he, you know, he's a quirky guy. He's my hero. Van's probably one of the main guys that made me a songwriter. You know, his early stuff, Into the Mystic and some of those songs, I just, man, just really touched me hard. You know, I really love Van Morrison, early Van especially. And so I was at the record plant recording, and one day somebody buzzed the door, and I opened it up, and it was Van Morrison. He comes walking in. And the guy was sitting at the counter who couldn't buzz the door open. I had to do it, doing nitrous. He was like, you know, like breathing nitrous. And Van goes, "Fucking drug addicts." And he's all pissed, right? And I'm going, yeah, yeah, you know, right on, Van. Hey, you know, Sammy Hagar. And he actually was nice to me for opening the door, because he's not nice to people sometimes. You know, Van can be like, you know, a little uptight. He's just unsociable. So he's not a bad guy, I don't think, you know. So I said, "Hey, Van, you know, would you write me a song? I'm recording a record." And I said, "I'm playing with Ronnie, you know, I played with Ronnie Montrose and Bill Church," because they had both been in his band. So he goes, "Oh, yeah, you know, I know Ronnie, you know." And so he was friendly. He walked me right into a room, pulled out his guitar, and played me Flamingos Fly. I had goosebumps on my arm for 3 days. You had to have them surgically removed.
Flamingos fly way over yonder.
is Selvin. Sammy and I will be right back.